Your child's classroom has become the new hunting ground for globalist billionaires. Every time you drop them off at a public school in America, you're not handing them to educators. You're feeding them into a machine built and bankrolled by Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and Peter Thiel. These men aren't philanthropists. They're architects of a surveillance and grooming network that's turning classrooms into labs for social engineering. Teachers are blowing the whistle. The programs being forced into schools are brainwashing children to reject their identity, question their gender, and most horrifying of all, normalize the idea of consenting to sex with adults. The spyware tracks every glance, records their voices, flips on webcams without warning, and opens the door to interactions with predators. This is not education. This is grooming, financed at the highest levels. And it's happening in your child's classroom right now. Before we dive in, a quick word about our partner, VP.net, the next generation of private browsing. VP.net is the only VPN designed with true zero-logging architecture. That means, unlike other VPNs, it literally can't track you. So even if governments or bad actors come knocking, there's nothing to hand over. It's that simple. Your data stays yours, period. Bill Gates didn't just meddle in education, he launched a full-scale assault on America's children. Partnering with Barack Obama, he forced schools nationwide to adopt the disastrous Common Core. The result? Exercises deliberately designed to cripple a child's ability to read, reason, and think critically. Paired with twisted sex ed programs so extreme, they left veteran teachers stunned and outraged. But Common Core was only the opening act. Now, teachers are blowing the whistle on what came next. Gates has joined forces with fellow globalists Jeff Bezos and Peter Thiel to quietly roll out a new wave of programs, slipped into every single US public school without parents ever being told. These programs and systems make Common Core look tame. They're dumbing kids down faster, digging deeper into their private lives, and grooming an entire generation in ways even the architects of Common Core could never have imagined.
You have no idea what's happening in schools. I don't think most parents or even teachers realize how deep this goes. Since 2019, kids have been tracked the moment they log into their school devices. Their emotions, behavior, diagnosis, their race and gender, every click, every search is recorded and handed over to tech companies without your consent. I was a teacher for over 5 years. I resigned mid-year because I could not in good conscience remain in the system any longer. I have a master's in education and I'm currently earning my PhD right now. And I'm telling you, this goes deep. Programs like HMH, Amplify, Dreambox, Panorama, Class Dojo, Success Ed, all of this Khan Academy, they're backed by billionaires like Gates, Bezos, Zuckerberg. You can literally Google this info. These are so much more than just educational tools. They are surveillance systems, collecting data on your children.
Here is where it gets truly sinister. Every laptop, every tablet, every so-called learning tool in your child's classroom is spying on them. These devices don't just track clicks and keystrokes. They monitor emotions, measure vulnerabilities, and profile students for one purpose: control. The globalist billionaires have built a system that makes Common Core look like child's play. What started with warped sex ed lessons has now evolved into something far more dangerous. Programs that subtly rewrite your child's beliefs. Teachers are sounding the alarm, warning that these systems are designed to reshape how kids see themselves, to confuse them about gender and identity, and most disturbing of all, to normalize the idea of children giving consent to adults.
Schools sign contracts as your child's parent under a loophole. A legal loophole, and tech companies are legally considered school officials. That means they can track and collect everything. This is not education anymore. It is data mining. It is manipulation and exploitation, and I refuse to stay silent. Protect your kids. Ask hard questions. The system is not broken. It was built this way. That's why it's still operating from the same factory model it was originally designed in during the Industrial Revolution. The system is not meant to nurture your children. It is meant to box them in, label them, silence them, and pump out obedient workers.
According to teachers, the surveillance goes far beyond the classroom. Webcams are switching on during private moments. Phones loaded with these programs are recording children at the most vulnerable. Audio is being captured from inside homes. And in some cases, predators are being given direct access to interact with kids through these very systems. It gets worse. Some programs are designed to shut down or redirect the moment an adult voice is detected. Think about that. The software is deliberately engineered to operate only when children are alone, shielded from parental oversight, so it can shape and manipulate them without interference.
How do you teach somebody to be gay?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Right? I know how we're talking about.
I mean, if it's somebody that is gay, that is like, I want to learn what gayness is, there's the internet for that.
Well, yeah, but...
you know?
I'd like to say, never, ever, ever stop being curious. Always ask, get clarity, investigate.
And when teachers try to sound the alarm, they're silenced, stonewalled by the corporations behind these programs, threatened with termination if they dare to uninstall or disable them. The message couldn't be clearer. Protects the system, not the children. And here is how they get away with it. FERPA's so-called school official loophole. This legal trick lets Big Tech strip parents of their rights. Under this loophole, Gates, Bezos, and Thiel are treated as if they were school officials themselves, handed full access to your child's data, free to do whatever they want with it. And when you see the ideology they're pushing through these programs, it turns very dark very fast. According to teacher reports, one child was found in a trance, talking to his computer as he slowly undressed, like he'd been hypnotized. And he isn't the only one. Multiple teachers have witnessed webcams switching on without warning, recording children during the most vulnerable private moments. Something very dark is happening here, and the people behind it don't want you to know. We'll get into the disturbing details right after this important word from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this bombshell interview with Mel Gibson, who says three of his friends who had terminal cancer were cured by the very same ivermectin and fenbendazole available at pillsforever.com.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
Jesus. They took some... what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Fenbendazole, yeah.
That's
yeah, I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
Get 15% off using coupon code PeoplesVoice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Remember Common Core? Bill Gates and Barack Obama's baby. They didn't sell it as an experiment. They sold it as a miracle cure for America's schools. Gates poured over $400 million into pushing it, while the Obama administration funneled trillions to force it into classrooms nationwide. And what happened? Exactly what they intended. Disaster. The results don't lie. America plummeted in global rankings, sliding from near the top to near the bottom. Billions wasted. A generation sacrificed. And now, as the damage becomes undeniable, the very elites who built this mess are quietly admitting what parents and teachers knew all along. Common Core wasn't just a failure, it was a scam and a weapon. Dr. Louisa Moats, one of Common Core's own architects, finally admitted the truth. It's fueling a national reading crisis. A system supposedly designed to create smarter kids has left millions unable to read, write, or think for themselves.
Yeah, well, she's sounding the alarm now. This is, I guess, not what she envisioned when she went to work on this. And now some of the people she's worked with have actually acknowledged the damage that this is doing. And so she's hoping that some of the damage can be mitigated. She says awareness is spreading about this. But you mentioned the sight words, and that, you know, that's one of the big concerns she had that she and I just talked about. You know, and Dr. Blumenfeld, who I wrote Crimes of the Educators behind me with, he called sight words the thalidomide of the brain, you know, this drug that was causing children to be born with deformities. And he would say that when you expose children to sight words, you're handicapping their ability to read. You're damaging their brains, the physical structure of their brains. And now, you know, neuroscience has proven this. You can see that the brain gets wired wrong. And so Dr. Moat said, you know, this really is very problematic.
It's going to take far more than a half-hearted admission of failure to make up for the chaos that the Gates Obama curriculum unleashed on classrooms. Teachers and students were forced to endure years of damage without their consent, without their voices ever being heard. At the very least, we should demand a direct apology and a promise that these elites will keep their hands off our children and our education forever. But let's be real, that's never going to happen. These people have no shame, no conscience, no intention of abandoning their agenda. What they're doing in our schools is in education, it's brainwashing. And the end game isn't just control, it's the sacrifice of an entire generation. This isn't reform, it isn't progress. It's a psychological operation, engineered at the highest levels of power. What begins as a white paper in Davos becomes policy in Washington, propaganda in Hollywood, and indoctrination in your child's classroom. The prophet of Davos, Yuval Noah Harari, recently announced that paedophilia is natural and must be celebrated. Nothing in nature has a purpose, and nothing that exists is unnatural, declared Harari on May the 17th, before stating, "Happy International Day against homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia." He then instructed the world to dig underneath and liberate the rest of the niche and taboo sexualities.
Darwin is the kind of prophet of sexual liberation. If I think about the liberation of gay people, of LGBTQ people, then if you dig underneath, you eventually find Darwin. For centuries upon centuries, gay people were persecuted and oppressed because of this mythological idea about sex, that sex was created by God for the purpose of procreation. And if you use sex for anything else, you're sinning against the purpose of the thing, so you must be punished. And then Darwin came, and Darwin said, in biology, there are no purposes. Nothing has any purpose in biology. In biology, there are only causes.
According to Harari and the World Economic Forum, nothing on this earth has any purpose. God is dead, Jesus is fake news, and humans are hackable animals, to be culled and controlled by the globalist elites. And the elite know one thing, the younger they start on their victims, the deeper the conditioning sticks. Targeting children at their most innocent, most impressionable ages guarantees the best results. Lifelong compliance, obedience, and submission. This is why they are determined to wipe Christianity and other traditional belief systems from the face of the earth before 2030.
So what is the most common portrait in the world? What is the most famous face in the history of humanity? It is the face of Jesus. I mean, there are more portraits of Jesus than of any other person in the history of the world. Billions and billions produced over centuries in cathedrals and churches and homes, and fully 100% of them are fictional. There is not a single authentic, truthful portrait of Jesus anywhere. We have no portrait of him from his own lifetime. The Bible doesn't say a single word about how he looked like. There is not a single word in the Bible whether Jesus was tall or short, dark hair or blonde or bald, nothing. All the images, and you know, it's one of the most famous faces in history, it all comes from the human imagination. And it's still very successful in inspiring people and uniting people. Could be for good purposes, you know, charity and building hospitals and helping the poor, but could also be for bad purposes, crusades, persecutions, inquisitions.
Because in a world without God, in a world with no purpose, the elite can live by their Luciferian dictum, do as thou wilt, and allow their worst impulses to rule. As discussed earlier, the influence of the global elites trickles down into the mainstream media, which echoes their narratives as if on cue, and into the education system, where young, impressionable minds are increasingly exposed to radical ideologies disguised as progress. Right now, as we speak, students in Canadian universities are being taught that we are all paedophiles and that we all have some degree of sexual interest in children.
The taxon, the boundary is non-arbitrary, meaning it's out there in nature and it's us to sort of, in air quotes, find it. So with pedophilia, there are three main options, or possibilities, I should say, for latent structure. It's a dimension, which means, I'll say this for very controversially, that means everybody in the room has some amount of sexual interest in children. That's what a latent dimension means. Some of us will have very little, most of us will have very little, then some people will have quite a bit of the sexual attraction to children. And there are two main possibilities for a taxonic latent structure. One is dichotomous. So there are two taxa. People are pedophiles or they are not pedophiles, and that's it. There's no variation. And then there's a third option, a trichotomous taxonic latent structure, where there are actually three taxa. And I'm kind of burying the lead that, well, what are these three taxa if that's the case? But that's the idea that there are three categories of people in terms of their sexual interest in children.
The most disturbing part of this is the lengths they are going to convince the public that age gap love must be accepted as progress. The New York Times, always at the forefront of the globalist agenda, ran an op-ed arguing that paedophilia is not a crime. Not to be outdone, CNN countered with an article proclaiming that paedophiles are not monsters or social deviants living in the shadows. According to CNN, it's high time for society to update its image of paedophiles. CNN followed up this article with an even more shameless call for sympathy. According to CNN, we should reach out to them and seek to understand child rapists because one cannot choose not to be a paedophile. The campaign to legalize paedophilia has gone into overdrive, and the elite are pulling out all the stops to normalize the crime against children, including scheduling pro-paedophilia content on mainstream TV. Take a look at this travesty from the UK, where a paedophile in a mask was given the opportunity on primetime television to normalise his interest in children as a natural sexual attraction.
What age did you become aware that you liked younger kids?
About when I was 11, and I was attracted to 11-year-old boys. I would be attracted to my peers, and I would continue to be attracted to my peers when I was sort of 13, 14, 15. But by the time I'm 14, I'm noticing that I'm still attracted to the boys at school who are 11. I suddenly realised at that time that it also went younger than 11 as well.
How young?
The youngest age that I could possibly be attracted to would be probably about 7.
Were you abused as a child?
No, I wasn't sexually abused as a child. I was bullied badly. My family certainly were not abusive. I grew up in a loving household. I had an attraction that nobody wanted to know about at that time, which was being gay.
So I'm gay. I was the only gay in school and I had a lot of bullying through that. Some people believe that people that are gay should have therapy to sort of change that, and
that's right.
I don't think that's possible.
Right.
Do you think that the sexual attraction to children is similar in the way that it's something that can't be changed?
Exactly. It isn't similar in the way that it would be right or wrong to act on it.
Yeah.
It is similar probably, like, if you think about the science of it. I'm really careful. I don't like making the comparison because I think it's really stigmatising for gay people.
So do you have therapy now?
I don't have therapy now, but I have had in the past. It's really hard to get any paedophile to talk to a therapist at all. There's lots of reasons for that. We're very frightened. We think we might get reported even if we haven't done anything.
Do you have any attraction to adults as well? Like, have you been in relationships?
Yeah. Yes, or? And I've had adult relationships.
So can you find adults as attractive as you can children?
Pretty much.
And have you told people that you've gotten into relationships with that you've got this attraction?
A couple of times.
And how has that been received?
It's been received okay in the situations I was in. They weren't complicated situations, by which I mean there wasn't, for example, a child involved around or something like that.
Have you ever had it where you've had a sexual relationship with a person and fantasised about a child?
I have sometimes, yeah. While having sexual interactions with an adult, thought of a child, there are adults who like that.
Really?
Yeah, in a roleplay sense.
Wow.
Watch your children. Keep them safe, because this is one rabbit hole you don't want them to go down. And remember, this isn't new. The same people driving today's wave of exploitation are the very same elites who've been plotting against us for generations. They're relentless because they're obsessed with power, with control, and with the corruption of innocence itself. What's happening in America's schools isn't about education, it's about domination. It's about exploitation. And it's about giving predators direct access to our children under the mask of innovation and progress. Until next time, stay alert, stay awake, and never stop asking questions. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, tell your friends and family about us, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. We can't do it without you.